Thank you. Would you all please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Welcome to Good Shepherd Sunday. And this is a Sunday every year when we revisit this theme of Jesus as shepherd. Now, we don't have much experience with sheep, and I'm presuming most people here do not live on farms and did not grow up on a farm. But for the ancient Israelites and for the audience of John's gospel, animals were a big deal and a big part of their daily routine. And they're still a big part of our lives, even if we don't have regular interaction with them. One of the things that we liked about moving to the Upper Valley was a chance to see more nature and more things like farming. And earlier in our time here, we were acquaintances with a woman who ran a farm in Norwich, and we had a chance to visit with her and her horses and her cows and her sheep. And I remember we went to visit her one day when her sheep were being shorn. And this was done in a very traditional manner with sheep shearing and not a razor. And it happened very quickly. And the gentleman doing the shearing was expert at it. And the sheep just got up and went about his sheep business after the shearing was done. The fact that we don't have much exposure to animals in our daily lives here in suburban America doesn't stop us from thinking we know all there is to know about sheep. And people make assumptions about them. You may remember that during the last presidential season, election season, one of the nastiest things that could be said about the followers of politician or of a particular political philosophy is that they were sheeple. And I don't know about you, but I would not want anybody to call me a sheeple. It's not clever and it's not nice. And it's not fair to sheep, because sheep are not just the dumb animals of myth and wisecracks, but sheep are good at following a leader. And we know that from today's reading, when Jesus, as he does many times in the Gospel of John, says that I am. And you can think of other instances of him saying that I am the way and the truth and the life. Well, here he says, I am the good shepherd. And there was some context to his saying that. Jesus knew his scripture, and his followers knew it too. And they would have known that he was referring back to the 23rd Psalm, which has been one of the most treasured parts of the Bible for millennia. Now, for Jesus to say that he was the good shepherd wasn't his offending his listeners and telling them they were sheep. Because frankly, the idea that God would care about them and that God would take care of them would have been a rather radical thing to say. In the first century Roman world, the ruler didn't see himself as caring for the people. They were there to enhance his power and his position. And Jesus was saying otherwise, that God cared for his people, all of them. And we can think about the appearance of shepherds and sheep throughout Scripture. In the New Testament, we can think about the shepherds who received the angels who came to share the good news of Jesus' birth. And Jesus, throughout his ministry, acts as a good shepherd. Now, in today's lesson from John, we have Jesus comparing a good shepherd from a hired hand. And you know, I think there's actually a lot of truth here to what Jesus is saying. The person who's just hired from the outside to do the work may not have as much of a connection as the person who owns the sheep, who's responsible for the flock. And most hired hands would not lay down their lives for those animals. They would think about protecting themselves. But Jesus, as we know, did indeed lay down his life for you and for me. And later in this passage, Jesus says something that may catch some people by surprise. And he says, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to the fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. So here's something we talk about a lot. And that is that God loves all of God's children. It doesn't matter whether they're white or black or brown or something in between. It doesn't matter what language they speak, what country they live in. God loves all of God's children. And Jesus, as the shepherd, is welcoming all of those sheep, all the people, into his realm. So the idea of building walls and just saying that the community is for us, the people who talk like us or look like us, is unbiblical. And it runs counter to what Jesus was saying. That leaves you and me with a question that we need to answer as individuals and as a community. And that is whether we're going to be sheep or shepherds. Now, you may have heard the story of Barak, the feral sheep who got lost in the Australian outback last year. And the sheep wandered away from his flock, and he was out in the wild for a long time. And he was not shorn while he was roaming the outback. And there was a man who was doing some hiking, and he came across this sheep. And he got in touch with an animal rescue sanctuary. And they came to take care of this sheep. And one of the first things they did was to shear its wool. Now, sheep can't shed. And that's a result of some 10,000 years of breeding and living with humans. And that's a challenge for a sheep, because one of the reasons we shear their wool is because they need us to do that. And this sheep that was found in Australia wasn't able to regulate his body temperature. And it was a tremendous relief to the sheep when the wool was removed. We're like that sheep. Not that we're going to be walking around with 70 pounds of wool on our backs, but we can let things obscure our view of the world as it should be. We can let things lead us astray. And that's one of the reasons we all need a shepherd. And we have that shepherd in Jesus. But we also need to be shepherds. And that means taking care of other people. So, you know, the best example that we can offer today is that we should all get vaccinated if we can, because that's a way of taking care of other people. But it also involves the work we do as a church and opening our doors to people in need. And I hope that we will continue to do that as we move forward from the pandemic. Being a shepherd may not be glamorous, but it's necessary work. And we should note that Jesus, the Son of God, referred to himself as a shepherd. Jesus is not the investment banker. He's not the movie star. Jesus is the one who rolls up his sleeve and does what needs to be done. And as we've come into the church, we're being invited to do that also. And we're being called to tend to God's sheep, whoever they may be, wherever they may be, whatever they may look like. My hope is that you will be intrigued by this call and this vision of one humanity. And that doesn't mean that we can't have differences, but there's a way for us to deal with our differences. And at the heart of all of our relationships should be a recognition that we are children of God and that we are all beloved of God. So on this Good Shepherd Sunday, I hope that we'll take this lesson from John to heart, but we'll also remember the words from the 23rd Psalm. And I'd like us to meditate on those for a moment, because there's been a lot going on in our country recently, and we've been in need of God the Good Shepherd during this time. We always need to remember that God leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, and that he leads us beside the still waters and helps us to lie down in green pastures. And that would seem to be truer for some people than for others. And one of the things we can do in our spare time is think about who is having difficulty laying down in the pastures, who is not getting access to water. We can also remember that when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. And we should be thinking about those people who've walked through that valley, because it does exist in everybody's life, and who has walked alone and may not have felt the presence of God. And that's not because God didn't want to be there, but again, it's because of things we as a society have done to create barriers. And we are called to tear down those barriers, and we are called to emulate the love and the grace and the giving nature of God, especially as it was made manifest to us in the person of Jesus. Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for Scripture, both the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament, and the lessons it offers us and the assurance and comfort it provides. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.